Good morning and happy Thursday, everyone. Jared Matheny here, and this is your local sports report. We begin last night with Jimmy's basketball on the road for a doubleheader at Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa. The Jimmy's fall in women's action first, 83-67, your final score. Jamestown now sits at 11-9 overall in the conference this year, 14-9 overall on the season. Noelle Josephson had a career-high 27 points. She also had 10 rebounds for Jamestown to lead to a double-double. Jamestown was also helped in scoring by sophomore Macy Savila, who finished in double figures with 17 points, including 5 3-pointers. The Jimmies close out their regular season on February 20th at Dakota Wesleyan. After the women's game on Wednesday night, Jamestown's men's team was in action, and they fell 88-79, your final score, on the road against Northwestern. Jamestown now 18-6 overall, 14-5 in the GPAC, tied with Northwestern for second place in the conference standings. Currently, a 26-5 second half run by Northwestern proved to be the biggest difference as the 21st ranked Jimmies fell 88-79. Again, your final score. Jamestown was led in scoring by Mark Jose, who finished with 20 points. Jamestown also had a couple players finish with double-digit rebounds, including Mason Walters and Brock Schramm. Walters finished with 16-10, and Schramm had 13 points and 10 boards to lead the Jimmies for double-doubles. We round out our day with the Jamestown Jimmies softball team going 2-0, and Kate Miska, pitching in the second game, retired the final 19 batters she faced, and finishing with a new Jimmy record of 15 strikeouts in the 3-0 win over Minnesota Crookston. Again, Jamestown, 2 victories in softball yesterday on the road. That does it for us today. I'm Jared Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.